Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Randy Schultz.
Good morning, LaVon.
And, you know, the name of my program, Backyard and Beyond, a lot of people expect us to talk about yards. Well, today we're going to do that, and we're going to start off talking about buried treasure. Do you have any buried treasure around you?
Well, you know, when you're a kid, you dream of digging up buried treasure. When you're all grown up, it's a chance to actually bury treasure in the fall that turns into a colorful blossom in the springtime. So it's a sort of reverse buried treasure, but it's the way grown-ups do it.
That's right. And so often when we're talking about planting whatever kind of plants, we always think spring is when we're really out there busy, and we sort of forget that fall could be a busy time too, a very nice busy time. So let's talk about some of the things we could plant.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is fall is an excellent time to plant a lot of things.
Yes.
We all kind of get garden fever early in the spring and go out and plant everything. But because the temperature is a little cooler and the soil is still warmed up, fall is a good time to plant everything from trees and perennials to, of course, flower bulbs that bloom in the spring. And that's something that you pretty much have to plant in the fall.
That's what I was going to say. There are a few things that actually need the cold that we get here to perform.
Absolutely. The typical tulip bulb is not going to do well in South Florida, but it's going to do great in Iowa. It loves to be buried in the ground where it gets cold, and then when the soil warms up in the springtime, it triggers the bulb to start growing.
Okay. Now, when we're choosing bulbs in general, especially let's think tulips, but maybe some other bulbs, size does matter.
Size matters a lot because the size of the bulb is directly related to how big and showy the flower is going to be the following spring. So if you're looking for bulbs, you want to get the big, healthy ones. You know, the cheap ones obviously, they don't cost as much, but you don't get as much for your money either. So if you really want that showy display, you want to go with the nice big bulb.
So I guess it kind of depends on what you want. But if you want big, pretty flowers, better choose those big, nice bulbs. And they need to be firm, correct? If you're looking at a package of inexpensive bulbs and they're kind of spongy, springy, man, those are no bargain.
No, because the bulb is basically a food storage device. And when it's really dense and really packed with growth from the previous year, all that dense bulb is food that's going to help fuel that blossom the following spring. So you want to get one that's firm and large.
Okay. Now, Randy, when we visit with you, one of the things you always have, the information you have for us, is about what's new. And you have
absolutely gardeners. Yeah. You know, gardeners in general love to be the first person on the block or in the neighborhood to grow something, a new variety, or put together a different kind of a garden. So one of the things that I always look for is things that are new and things that offer, you know, something different in the yard and garden. There's a new kind of tulip called a Mallee split corona daffodil.
Wow.
Sorry, it's not a tulip at all.
It's a daffodil. Okay.
But daffodils, the reason I'm starting with daffodils is they are typically among the first bulbs that bloom. So you get a show of daffodils early in the spring. It can be really dramatic and really wonderful. So this Mallee variety has lighter colored petals that are, you know, basically white. And the inner cup is actually frilly and sort of a peachy color. So it's a really, really cool-looking bloom.
Quite different than what we think of just a yellow daffodil. I mean, I always just think yellow.
There's nothing wrong with a yellow daffodil, and it's a classic. You know, I've got a bunch in my flower bed that come back every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that there are other color variations. And so this is a softer look. Instead of that bright sunshine yellow, you get the white petals and the peachy centers. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I think another important thing, especially for us here, but for other parts of the country, is the deer don't like them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a real plus. That's a real plus for daffodils. Deer generally just don't like the taste of them. They don't eat them as plants. They don't dig them up as bulbs. Squirrels don't like them either.
So, oh, good.
they tend to survive year after year just because the wildlife goes for something else.
And so, Randy, should we, though, dig them up every once in a while? Do they need to be divided, moved around, or do we just leave them there forever?
You can. There's nothing wrong with that. You certainly can. The natural process of a daffodil bulb, it tends to, over a couple of years, kind of split into two. The bulb will naturally just kind of grow, get to be really big, and then split itself. And that's why daffodils tend to naturalize. They tend to reproduce in the yard. And after 5 years, you've got way more than the number of bulbs that you planted. They're actually propagating in your soil. But you can help that along if you want to, and spread them around by digging them up in the off season and splitting those bulbs as you can see they're naturally starting to do.
And that would be an okay thing to do this fall, probably.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. Fall is a great time to do that.
Yeah.
Great time to plant, and it's a great time to go into your flower beds that already have bulbs and check them out, make sure they're healthy, split them if they're naturally doing that, and rearrange the location if you want to.
Okay. Well, let's move on to tulips, because they are the power punch of color, because there's the whole range.
Well, tulips are a great plant. They tend to not naturalize as easily as daffodils, but you get such a huge variation in the colors available that they're probably among the most popular bulbs that get planted. The Mallee daffodil is one of my favorites. We just talked about that. That's available from Wayside Gardens online. And the Wayside Gardens also has my favorite combination of tulips this year. Darwin tulips tend to be the biggest, showiest ones. Most people don't know what a Darwin tulip is, but it's a variety. It's a huge type of tulip, and they tend to be the big, showy blossoms that are, 20 inches tall and stuff like that. So Wayside Gardens has a blend called Kiss and Tell, which I love. Great name. And the colors are pink and whitish and bright red. So it's a very Valentine's Day sort of color palette, which makes the Kiss and Tell name perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But these are great tulips, You get the pale pink of the apricot variety. You get the vibrant red of the cherry variety. And then there's a red and white mix called apple candy. And you mix all those together, as Wayside has done. And then when you go out and plant them, of course, you don't know which is which.
Yeah, surprise.
Bulbs don't reveal their color in the bulb form, But the net effect is, when you mix all these together and plant them in a clump or whatever, is a really nice show of color, in the April and early May period.
And plant in a clump is a good idea, not in a long row. You get much more show if they're planted in together there in a clump rather than spread out in a one long line. Not a good thing to do with.
We call that the line of toy soldiers. That's sort of the old-fashioned way. You'd see people plant a row of tulips along their driveway, and designers are totally against that now. They're talking about planting clumps. Plant 5 to 7 bulbs per square foot, so you really get a lot of show, a lot of color when the bulbs come up.
Now, we quickly, Randy, you and I always have way too much to talk about, but I just wanted to mention there is a power planter available that you can get, and perhaps people who've been planting bulbs for a long time know about that tool. And I also want to mention locally available and on the internet is a stand-up planter that saves you bending over. So, Randy, if we want more information about all these kinds of things, where can we go to find this? Where are some of the places you suggest?
Well, waysidegardens.com for the bulbs. The power planter is a little auger. It's basically, it fits on your power drill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drill bit, essentially, that will instantly dig a nice, perfect hole for a bulb. And you can get that on powerplanter.com. That's a great little tool. Planting bulbs is real easy. But if you're going to do 100 or 200, yes, it's nice to have a tool that, yes, that makes it faster and easier.
You bet. Well, as we started out saying, this is a time to think about planting bulbs as well as a lot of other plants. And so think fall as well as spring when you're thinking about what you'd like to plant. We want to thank you very much, Randy Schultz from Home and Garden, to visit with us today. And here's a little thought. All gardening is landscape painting.